Okay, I think we're just about ready. Khalid. All right, then, let's, I think we've been doing great.
Joe, you shouldn't have. You guys, I'm taking these.
Get him his milk.
And a blankie. It's good for the diabetes.
I'm driving.
What?
You're right.
Orange. Hey, please. No holding up now. No holding up.
Keep it going.
I was watching you.
We're gonna resume. Get our meeting back under order and continue on. I've asked Jody to take this next section, her area of responsibility, and we don't think we're gonna solve the whole budget and get it all worked out today. That's so unlikely. But what I would like to do is for us to get familiarized with all the things that are going on, with how the budget has been or what Jody has in mind, and also to identify those things that we did that much, let's next year. So we can set aside a bunch of this, and then we can identify those things that we might be struggling on and need more input through the next month to come to a conclusion on, so that we can finalize our budget next month. Is that the way you feel that we go about?
If we get through it today, we get through it today.
Yeah,
we don't have time to think about it.
So we don't want to unduly rush through this, but we want to. Once in a while, if you hear me say clarify or resolution or close. What I'm wanting to do is not discussing some things to death. Let's just say that what we need to, yay or nay.
And the budget's up here, the proposed budget for the analysis, the worksheet.
Do we want to put this at the end of the meeting?
That's your budget worksheet.
Let's work at it for an hour, like we allotted, and then stop, because by then we'll be brain dead.
Okay.
You guys all have one up there?
No.
I have a few things I'd like to add to the budget. So if you guys need some input, I have a few items that I have we've kind of fit it into the budget pass or.
I'll come a point when I'll ask, what other items haven't we covered? And you can bring us up.
Well, after we get through the whole thing, it's more like, this is just a guideline. So the ideas need to be end, and that's the stuff that we go through.
I'll start my little timer now there.
I was wondering how you were timing us.
It's cool.
Well, watch out. Yes. Cool. Go?
Go.
Okay. All right, so if you look at the 2015 budget worksheet, you'll see all the income on the top, and then it starts going through all the expenses down on the left. The category is listed, and then the estimated in the next column is either estimated or actual year-end figures for 2014, or an average of the 3 years. Now, categories like commercial insurance or general liability insurance, things like that, that you don't really do an average. You know what the cost is this year. It's going to be the same or go up next year. So that's why it's different, figured out differently in that column per item. But if there's questions about that, let me know. With me, I also brought in, that column is based on the last 3 years, but I have a worksheet with me here, too, that goes back to January 2010. So for each year, we can go back and look at the numbers if there's questions on a certain category. So I do have the average for 3 years, and even before that, we can look at numbers. The average for this year was really, really difficult to be an accurate average because we've had, quite frankly, really bad spending during the last 2 years. But, like, things in one category would be way over, things in another category would not have been spent. So the three-year average is a bit weird, but we'll just go through and look at this, and then we'll just go through, like, each category to see what needs to be added or changed later. And I've got the computer here that if we make changes today, we can put the changes in, and it'll tell us exactly what our bottom line is right now. If you look at the budget estimate for 2015 for income, you'll see it's $162,900. If you go to the back page, page 5, you'll see line number 138. As this proposed budget stands right now, there's a deficit of $1,045. So already we're starting out in the red, and so to go through this and make it more, well, we have to make a balance.
Or decide to raise the annual
assessment. Or do special assessment. We have two different other options there. Through the income, you know, the assessments, it's been talked about a lot. Why don't I put the whole amount of the 300 people paying $477, which would bring our income in that first line, line number one, to $143,000. Well,
we can't count.
Historically, you can't count. It's not accurate, so we can't do it. And it keeps being brought up, but it's not. That's a no-go. So $132,500 is our good estimate of our income. And then we add on things like you'll see that on line number three, cabin rental, $2,000. These are people outside the ranch that come in and rent it for various filming or hunters or things like that. That's where that's what their number.
Nothing for an estimate from the previous.
The average.
Average. You had nothing.
Oh, because that it's so flexible. It's so different all the time.
Okay.
I just, you know, like.
That's fine.
Yeah. And I have.
Did that guide you in putting in this $2,000 figure then? The past experience guide you in.
Yeah.
$2,000.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
And. So I have three different sheets I have to look through on this. See, like, for 2014, we had a $3,000 income on that, but in 2013, we only had a $1,000 income. So I just, $2,000 is a pretty good number. But
good.
To the right of it, you'll see the notes that say reserve dollar, meaning we really shouldn't count on that because it could be a fat zero. We really shouldn't count on it, but I'm going to put it in there because most likely it's going to happen, but it's not necessarily something we can count on 100%. And then you go down to your cleaning fees, and those vary wildly as well, but pretty much stay within the $100. Donations, I don't even put a dollar amount in there. Whatever comes in, it comes in. And some things come in like equipment or things for the cabins, and that's just put under a different category. So there's no monetary value there. Skipping down, talked in scouts this year. So I'm just estimating this off of what we've done before, but as your store has done this year, your store has done a lot better. So I'm probably thinking that, and the reservations have been up too, but I'm thinking that the Friday night cookouts might do better. But right now, let's say $600 would be our income. Okay, the grazing is always the same right now. We're set on that till the rest of the contract time is out. Reservation fees, this is another one that's like a little bit hard to average because some years are up and some years are down. But, yeah, this year, we're projected to do 5,000 in fees. 2013, we did 6,000. But the year before that, we only did 2,800. And 2,800 was about the same for 2 years. So I think that's a good average to stick by right there. I should have brought a ruler. Okay, and then we can decide that, too. We sell gasoline at the ranch house for emergencies. Right now, we charge $8 an hour, $8 per gallon. Do we want to, It's supposed to be 8. Last year we raised it to 8.
Mm-hmm. I never
did that. Okay, so it's $8. So do we want to change it or do we want to leave it?
I never did it.
Last year the budget.
What are we paying for when it gets better?
Yeah, anymore.
About 3.
Delivered?
3.45 or 3.50.
It would be 3.50.
I tell people, a lot of times I tell people I have no fuel.
Yeah.
If it's an emergency, I'll sell it. But I almost refuse.
They want more gas for their ATVs. They didn't bring enough. We don't do it. But
$8 a gallon, we could afford it. That could be some extra income.
It's not going to be. There's not a lot of people that have $8.
Area of expertise, or which board member would be in charge of a question like this?
The gasoline? Mm-hmm. Brent?
Who's in charge of headquarters?
He's the numbers guy.
Facilities.
Yeah. Facilities.
Oh, okay.
Would be Joe? Yeah, we're facilities? Hey.
Yep.
Okay, so Joe, we're going to move on. We're going to let you wrestle with that question and what's
in charge.
Yeah.
Okay. Tractor work income, we don't get very much of it, but we still have that at $100 per hour labor.
Right.
And that is something whoever's in charge of whatever would determine that amount.
That
of
would
work.
Be the farm, well.
The
Leland?
Leland.
Yeah.
Okay. Wildlife income, store sales, we went up a lot this last year.
Why did wildlife go down? You've got less permits or something?
Radios.
Okay.
Wildlife. What did it say again? I'm sorry.
We went down.
It went down to $400 roughly.
It's just an average.
This is the Poncegon organization. It's rather involved, but that's money that comes in. We have no control.
And it's not always exactly the same?
Yeah.
Is that why you averaged it then?
Right.
Yeah, because 2012 was like 6,400. 2013 was 7,200. This year, by the end of the year, about 7,000. But we still have a Larry thing to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so that's the best I could come up with on that. We'll put a question mark by the Larry thing. Store sales, I'm projecting about 1,900. We're a little bit over that right now, but I'd rather be cautious than over. Interest income, again, that's something that comes in from...
That'll go down? Yeah, you show it down quite a bit, and it will.
Yeah, because that's from past due assessments, the interest that we make on that, the catch-up last year, so. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the next three, reimbursed expenses, collections, and miscellaneous income, is all gravy, so I don't put a dollar amount in there. It's just I will put a dollar amount in there when we do get something. But we can't count it, so it's not in there.
That's like workman's compensation reimburses us if they don't have a claim and things like that, so. That's what
those are. Okay, right, moving on.
Oh. So before you move on to the next category of expenses, is that where you're going?
Mm-hmm.
On income.
Mm-hmm.
As everybody looks at it, is there any other source of income that we do or don't have?
Water users.
Okay, so a category could be water users and should be, actually.
It was brought up to talk about, but we don't have enough information now to...
Why don't you just... We'll leave it blank for
number 11.
Oh, it is there.
Yeah, it is there.
Okay. All right.
Are we going to come from that already?
No.
Where would gravel or...
Oh.
Gravel pit stuff come?
There's a section for that somewhere I've seen it. It's under roads, I think.
No, these were, it needs to be under income, and so we like gravel fees.
$100 a year is supposed to be. We happen to sell some off.
Where do you post gravel fees usually when they come in?
Gravel fees have not come in, and so generally that's donations.
And I had another question. Would the gravel pit fall under, roads use it? Would it be part of the farming area and a resource like that? Or would it be in the road?
I think looking at the categories, I think, you know, like roads and fire protection, you know, there's a little bit more to that. And then like for Joe's is equipment and cabinet, but it doesn't talk about, you know, facilities and so if we can add...
Well, we got to say cabins/facilities.
Facilities, right.
Yeah, because it needs to be stockpiled or at some physical location, not on the road.
I tend to think it's being the road thing because, you know, you see the county and they have their graders and their trucks and their stockpiles of gravel and
or salt or whatever, and that's all usually part of the road.
On your budget versus actual page, this has our accounting of what we have available and what we've spent. It has other categories here that are empty, and you can utilize those if you need to. Areas as we do the special. Okay. They're already in the books. We just haven't utilized them.
Some of those categories, too, I've had to condense and put together because it'd be, like, way too much.
Okay.
And, like, we might have used that category in 2012 and 2013, 2014. We don't use it that week. We have already classified it somewhere else. So there'll be empty, there'll be differences here. And then, like, for cabin, maintenance, supplies, furnishing, on this budget sheet, they're all combined.
And you made it the same as last year.
Yeah.
So we're still down $2,500.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was 25 million.
Okay, shouldn't the auction be in here, the 600 from the auction income?
Yeah.
That will be under donations.
Yeah, it goes straight over to the...
Under donations?
Mm-hmm.
Put 600 in there, maybe. That's what came in.
But we don't know how much will come in each
next
time.
Year, no, no.
Yeah, I just leave it blank. I figure that's crazy. Anything that in that category that it comes in that and we don't know how much... It's just help us cover the end of year costs.
All right, I interrupted you. Let's go ahead on to expenses. Then.
Okay, and then we move on to expenses, and we've got our bank fees, which we can't pretty much change. And then under the building, facilities, equipment, and other, these are all itemized out underneath there. The cabin maintenance, furnishings, and supplies. It used to be a 10,000 budget. Now we marked it down last year to 9,000. We ran over this year because there was confusion with Nancy and like which departments were what,
because it was always we always had $10,000 for cabin maintenance and $1,500 for supplies, so we're down $2,500. I knew that we were off $1,000 on the maintenance, but I didn't realize that the supplies have been combined into that also, so we actually only have $7,500 for maintenance.
Okay. So you're figuring, and do you figure $7,500 is what he needs every year, or is that just...
No, that's not...
But you need $1,500 every year.
For supplies. But the maintenance, that includes mattresses that I have to buy.
Everything.
I have to buy three more sets of pots and pans this year. I need at least 10 twin mattresses and 2 full-size mattresses. These mattresses up here, the full-size mattresses.
Well, even in the bedroom, if you will look at them.
Yeah, they leave yellow dust on the floor because they're disintegrating inside. It's not. I have to change them. I mean, and I put it off as long as I can. The ones in here, we put those memory foam toppers on these mattresses because they were bad. So we covered them, and then somebody stole one of them. It was previous then, the people that were here before us. I mean, in between us.
Okay, so to get a feel for this, we need you to price out what you're saying you need then. Okay.
Make a list of
Make this. A list, yeah. Price it out, and get it to Jody as soon as you can.
Okay.
Because there's cabin maintenance that Joe's in charge of, that there are things that need to be done.
Yeah, I think
physically. Not material items.
I think we probably should separate those two to have more clarity.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, Jody. I know it's one more thing. But.
Sure. Well, we just pick a number and I'll separate it and put it in.
Well, surprise is like...
And they are separated on the accounting software. I just put them together for this. But
yeah, I can.
So we want... What do you want to separate them to?
So supplies in the past has been about $1,500.
Yeah, I don't know
but,
what we spend, but I've never gone over anything ever until this year.
Then you're saying you need some more capital, mattresses, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
mattresses. A rough guess right now would be 3,000? 2,000?
I don't know.
How many mattresses
dollars,
total do you need?
Probably $1,500 for mattresses.
What do you think about it? Let's come
back
with the manager.
Okay. You guys figure out that number, and then that's how I'll split, and then we'll work it from there.
Okay.
Okay? And then we need to find out, how much, how do you know that, how much Joe's going to need for maintenance. But I'll go ahead and split them out and email you a new sheet.
That's where eventually, Joe, as you get organized into this, come up with your five-year plan, and look at what do you want to do this year? What can we do next?
Yeah.
What's going to wear out by then, and what are you going to have to do?
It's all worn out now.
All the cabins are painted. Let's go back.
All right, headquarters area 2000.
I have a question on that. I see that it's gone up, and I know you're working on the average. What kinds of things need to be done again in the headquarters area that you need to increase it?
I would like to increase it a little bit more than what it is, because I would like to put a, it's on one of my, it's my budget item for headquarters, but I'd like to put a decent playground set out there.
Okay.
You look at the slide, it's, I'm surprised Ken hadn't broken his neck. I'd like to keep the swing set, but I'd like to put a decent.
So if we're going to move that into, if facilities means headquarters.
No, let's leave that separate.
Joe, then.
Can we do that separate?
Yes, do it separate, but I'm saying...
As far as who's in charge.
Who's in charge?
Oh, sorry. It
will be Joe. I mean, he's, these kinds of things. So, you guys, why have you worked that out?
I think, like this year, I put a little, some fence up, and I think we put it under headquarters.
We have fence, yes.
It would be under fence.
This categories for that.
Okay.
Well, here's a rundown on the headquarters area. Like in 2010, we're about 2,200. 2011, we spent about 2,500. 2012, we spent about 4,500. 2013, 4,300. This year, estimated in, is only 1,772. And
part of that headquarters, was that the batteries?
No.
No, but we did. We remodeled the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And I think and the fencing didn't go under fencing. It went under headquarters instead of fence.
This fence.
The fence that we just went around here.
And back to the worksheet, the prior year's worksheet, the and cabin maintenance were split. Say, like, 2011, we spent $2,000 on furnishing, $5,800 on maintenance. On 2012, we spent $400 in furnishings and $3,500 in maintenance. 2013, we spent $3,300 in furnishings and $6,800 in maintenance. And so 2014, estimated $4,700 has been spent in furnishings, and maintenance is $4,600. So we were within the $10,000 all the years up until this last year. And so...
And that's just happened because... I mean,
let me suggest... Since we're going to have Joe be in charge, Joe, I would say add up these estimates of what are on our estimate to spend, headquarters, cabin, maintenance, furniture, supplies, building, cabins, everything. And then you two make your of what you suggest, and then Joe emails back and forth to us this next month. You see if you can, if you can't live within dividing that money up among all of these different requests and you think you need more, then let us know.
You know, and let me know so I can put it in a new spreadsheet, and then I can send that to everybody, like the new spreadsheet with new categories.
So we're going to leave that up to Joe and you.
Okay, so we discuss this later.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Laundry, we're pretty consistent on that. I don't see that being a big change at all.
I'd like to buy a new washer this year.
I remember we're already deficit of thousands for what we have now.
Yeah.
Now this is up to 1,500. Are you're still doing wash here, less in town to have to pay for it?
Right. But the washer machine here is.
And then these are the items that were discussed even last. You know, $800 to $1,000 for a new washer, $3,000 for the playground area out here. We're still at a point where we can't meet those.
Well, then we should cut from something.
So add up all of the wish list things. And Candy, I think we'll be the advisor to Joe here because she remembers some of that stuff too. And then push comes to shove, we really need to decide, you know, we're trying to work within this budget for this amount of revenue, but...
a worksheet.
Right, this is just a worksheet. But we may, in one way or another, have to increase the income. So
when it comes down to it, we'll see what we can live with, try to live with everything we can. And some of these items, like maybe the washing machine, is just not going to make it, or, you know, you guys will have to decide that. And then make a proposal to us, Joe. Really feel you need more money. You guys can scream and holler and twist his arm. Santa Claus, I want this. But Joe, we're going to rely on Joe to be Mr. I want to do that, but I can't. Or, yes, let's do that. You know? Okay?
Look for a very cool,
I looked.
And I know they donated that one. Yeah. They already did donate that.
So anyway,
okay.
Let's move on, because that's a thing that sounds like there are lots of needs,
lots
more
of
than
options.
We have money for, and we'll have to weigh that out. We'll rely on some Candy and Joe common sense along all needs.
As far as facilities,
yeah.
What about tools?
That's different categories. We're not there yet.
Right.
I think tools, it does play into Joe's maintenance thing.
So,
why don't you just go home and leave it on with me, Phil?
Joe, we need to have Joe over for
dinner. He just bracketed that whole section.
Thanks a lot, Candy. Thanks a lot, good bud.
I would like to get another chainsaw and an air compressor.
So make the list. North Pole's right over here.
You talking about a portable air compressor or
portable
a
air compressor? And gas powered. The one that was purchased from the ranch, a couple years ago, was full of sand. And last year we spent $600 on putting a new motor on it. And the compressor part is a wreck. I can get. I talked to the guy that put the motor on. He'll buy it back for $300.
Okay, that's this stuff.
Yeah.
For you. Okay, Jody, move on.
Porta potties. We've had one at the ponds for a member, but we didn't have one this year because there's no dollar
one up there.
I mean,
there's one up there.
We're not the
pond.
We didn't pay for it yet. Then.
Yeah, I made a deal with the guy, so
right.
We got it for free.
There's
oh,
one up
okay.
There.
I wonder. There was no dollar amount in there, so I didn't know if we were not having one up there.
There's one at pond one. Yeah.
Is he going to keep going?
Into a pay toilet.
There you go. A to P.
How about making it go in free and you got to pay to get out?
That's
right. That's a good idea. So is it
going to be? We need ATM in there. Okay.
Is it going to be free next year? Or is that just a 1 year thing?
He's actually a member of the ranch. I think we just have to have him come up and pump it once or twice a year. We don't want to pay.
Do you know ballpark on that?
I think it was like $150 a trip.
So maybe twice a year.
Yeah.
So $300. So if that changes, let me know. I'm gonna put $300 in there.
Can you discuss who the member is?
Danny Jones.
Okay. Store supplies. About $1,500, which is really good because they sold $1,900. So you're $400 to the plus, and I think next year they'll probably get better.
Yeah, it should be better than that, shouldn't
it? Well, no, that's
Papa candy bars.
That's really good for what's the
stuff
store?
In the store.
People.
Yeah. Years ago, when our family would come buy a little pocket knife
or a hat. We tried some stuff, and people just didn't buy it, but there's a different group of people coming in now.
Like, I tried to put trail mix in there because he would think, trail mix, granola bars, nothing.
Yeah,
they don't buy, they don't touch them.
I keep looking for a new T-shirt.
Well, that's one of the things we will work on this year, T-shirts and hats, and then that will add extra income.
We already bought a new logo.
Yeah.
No.
So that'll be separate above. We'll figure that one out. And then, like, I could probably buy the T-shirts and hats from my store and then reimburse me later on. So we have some in the store we have to pay for them up front, reimburse me later on, then we'll get the income, put it on the income side.
I don't know what your price is because our neighbor across the street owns a T-shirt shop that he does.
Those shirts and hats.
Okay.
So he told us he would give us a good price too. So we come up with a good logo.
Be better. I fix all his equipment too.
Yeah.
can I make a suggestion? And you're not a source. You do your barbecues and things like that. If you have t-shirts and hats, maybe have a drawing. You know, come and have a t-shirt and you get more people.
Okay. Telephone. That's pretty consistent. I don't see that changing any. I don't think so.
Now, is that all the phones, including for Linda and?
Yeah, it's all the phones.
And that's the rate increase that was added on for Nancy and Paul's phone. That way.
500 instead of 420.
Now there was an increase of something.
For the internet.
Internet.
That was for the internet. That was the internet.
I thought it was a better phone or something.
That was internet, though.
Yes.
Okay, trash and trailer. That's going to be about what it is.
It's pretty static.
For tools, we already discussed that, right?
And trailer holding up pretty good.
Yep. Just tires, really.
Yeah,
I need a new tire.
First page, then. Help me out here. Those things that we still need input on, like from Joe, item 23, 24, 25.
26 for the...
26 for the machine.
The machine.
And this tools, 29. Are all the other things on here, then? Okay. Except for those items?
They should be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
For the trailer fees, that's mainly just tires? Or is that also for licensing it?
That's
also
for licensing.
And insurance.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to education expense, nothing. Board meetings, nothing.
Nothing.
No. A different one.
Okay.
Meals, nothing. Friday night cookouts, again, figuring the $600, we're just guesstimating there because we just don't know. We'll start there. And that was a good... Like, when they were here in 2011, they did about $700. So I think that's kind of accurate where to start.
Yeah, nobody was ready for it this year. Next year will be better.
Yeah. Internet connection fees, this is how I still understand it, $49.99 a month, is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have GoDaddy, that's not us.
So when people come up...
Well, it hosts our website.
Right.
Yeah, that's one fee. Yeah.
When people come up and use our website, they use it for free?
These guys are using it, yeah.
You mean the internet, not the website?
Oh, that was the internet.
Is different.
The internet connection, this is the internet connection at the ranch house. The internet connection that goes to the private one of the upper cabins and lower cabins, that's a system that you guys have put in, Vance and Brent and Bob Becker. They put all that in, and members don't get charged that. The ones that use it, most of us put in some money per year to keep it going, but it's a free benefit to the members, and that's why it's restrictive like it is, because there's only so much bandwidth to go under the realm of, I guess Vance is the host. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So that's to pay for that expense on that, and I think hopefully we cover it.
Well, it's pretty well covered. You know, Vance spends a lot of money on his own on that, and we try to make sure that we, you know, Ken donated some solar panels and
batteries
and the whole thing, and we need to, if the ranch members want more, then... Everybody needs to start donating a little bit. We could upgrade the speed if we had more money, but, you know, as it is, it's got to stay where it is.
And maybe the bandwidth, too, because I'll tell you, this last summer has been very difficult to get online. I've noticed the last 3 months, I wanted to go online last night to check if there's any more last-minute emails before the board meeting.
I tried to go on last night.
Hmm?
It must have gone on the same time I went on.
No, I couldn't get on. I tried three different times yesterday and couldn't get on. And I tried last month. You guys had the same problem. I don't know if it's a more bandwidth issue or a speed. I don't know what it is, so I need to ask Vance about that.
Yeah.
I think that it only allows so many devices. And if we have 7 cabins full right now. So if you have...
Yeah. Well, that should only be between the 6 and 8.
The plan that you guys are on, like, there's like five devices.
Seven is the only one. So they say this amount is sufficient for what we're doing.
Well,
this other is, like, because Alan and those Philippians, they've talked to me that, you know, at the very top of my hill, there is a direct line of sight to amp, tower, or whatever. There's, I just had so many other
years on Fred Searle's lot, so if you can get sight to that, you should have access to it.
Well, as far as subscribing to a much greater, more powerful, more volume kind of thing, I mean, there's possibilities out there, but that can be worked on. And then there might be, if we go to that extent, that expense, there might be subscription fees. I don't know. But
yeah, there'd have to be.
But I'm not going to do anything without, I don't particularly want to be the one who's not working trouble and they're all calling me, you know, that kind of thing. I'm worried about that. But anyway, there's a little bit of considering things. So, but let's not dwell on that. We spent a half an hour, so we've got to keep going. Okay.
Pressure. Legal fees, recording, blah, blah, blah. We've got a 4,000 that's been what we've had in the past, but we haven't used it all.
This is recording liens, releasing liens, talking to lawyers.
Well, yeah, 2013 we used 2012 we used 5,400. 2011 we used 6,300. So 4,000 is like a good average.
Okay.
Printing and posting, that printing and postage, that's pretty much set. Security, that's if we need more cameras or whatever, and I don't know, that would be arts department. So if we need cameras or whatever we need for that, or are we set? We don't know.
If I could throw something out there on the security, I'm actually in process. I've gone through because I haven't gotten a go-ahead, but everybody got a yellow sticker in their window,
right?
5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people who saw the sticker in their window. They're not a member. It's 5 years ago. I'd like to change the color.
I'd like to get more stickers,
same,
too.
Same design. Same design, just different color.
That'd be good.
It's a 2015 bright orange.
It should change like every year or every 2 years.
Well, I mean, it's pretty expensive. Those stickers are cheap.
Is another one?
But, so, you know, that's under security. I'll talk to Art about that, but that's a couple $100 for the stickers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I won't feel bad.
Okay, so yeah, we'll talk to Art about that one.
So that's adjustable. We could bring that down.
Website maintenance.
Hey, speaking of cameras, I loaned one of mine to Chris, and I've never got it back, and I need it.
Okay.
Is Chris still around?
Who's Chris? Yeah, we're
here. Oh, yeah. I hope so.
He was did his job just before he got here for a while.
I need my well.
No, I was carrying a game camera.
Big mistake.
You need our truck back. I have a couple game cameras. You look at truck.
Yeah.
I'll take a look at
that.
I know which one's mine.
Okay, website maintenance stays pretty consistent. Office supplies, pretty consistent. There is some discussion on the radio license. We did pay for that a year or two ago. It's supposed to be $420 every 5 years. We're due in 2017. I brought it up to Vance and Bob Becker both. Neither one of them are thinking that we need that anymore because we have our own system within the ranch, which is, but it's not. So
Bob Becker's project, but he shares it with everybody.
Yeah. So the question will come up in 2017. What do we want, if we want to hold on to that license that we still have or not? Okay.
Which radio is this?
The handheld, the system.
That's from back when we used to use a handheld here, Motorola, to be able to talk to the ranch managers.
Well, all the TMRF, that other license, though, is for the ham radio and all that.
The ham?
And that, you know, we
that's
talked
not
about
this
it.
One.
We talked about that a few years ago, and it was worth keeping.
Oh, that one was worth, that
well,
was a DHS?
Had somebody that was trying to promote moving for Bob Becker to another system, which we never did. We never used that license as far as I know.
No, but they wanted to keep it. Really
in order to get it back, it's almost impossible.
It's impossible.
So,
yeah,
see, we just holding on to that license is worth more to us than getting rid of it and then trying to finding a reason to get it back.
Right.
And then back, those frequencies are hard to come by.
Right.
Now, was that the one that...
Would this one be under?
Mutations?
Robert,
Bob,
just keep confusing me.
On the old one. Oh, okay. And that was the communication from the ranch house.
The ranch house to town was on the old radio phone.
Right.
That's on this, that's this
right.
Screen.
Right.
Is Bob online there? Bob, you around?
Bob Allen?
You still have the info?
Uh-oh.
Bob, little homework here. On the radios and licenses of the radios, can you research what we do or don't have or need to do and have that organized for us next month?
I don't know.
Linda knows about that and we'll get with you, she says.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Questions?
Excuse me. Okay, let's keep moving.
Employee expenses, we've got administrative management. We've got management fee. Administrative management is Linda. Management fee is Paul and Nancy. Payroll services is what we pay now to run our payroll reports and stuff like that. And ranch summer help and taxes. And then ranch summer help.
So that's
so
gone up.
Why is that going up? Yeah.
Well, we typically, that was the average. We typically use $1,000 for the summer.
Or
the
budget
it always has. Let's see.
But we only use $625 this year?
Let me find out.
That's weird.
Well, to this point.
Well, let me see what we're... okay, summer. 2010, we used $1,000. 2011, we used $600. 2012... We used $1,280. I remember that was a lot of painting. 2013, we used $450, and then 2014, well, it was about $625. So we can adjust if we want to there. But that's something that you need to talk about with
Joe. Yeah, I think we just forget to pay. I think we just forget to pay.
We forget to pay.
It's our kids.
I'm the extra help?
No. Him to figure that out.
Yeah, invoice so they get, so we do.
That's how we're in our budget.
We need to look at that one.
Because they're out there digging holes right now.
Okay. So those need to be talked about, but not during this meeting. And then fuel expense.
Could you differentiate that?
You got fuel.
I think I can.
54, 55.
54, 55,
yeah.
56.
Linda, you're going to need to do that.
What's 54? Okay. Travel, fuel travel, that's fuel is bought outside of the ranch. Fuel, non-religious, that's the red diesel, and then gasoline, unleaded.
And that's the gasoline unleaded that we bring here and haul here.
Right.
And we have it stored here.
But the diesel is what runs the... water system and new equipment.
Was that part of the $1,000 we gave a quota?
Yes.
That's in here.
That might have came out of roads. I think that came out of roads last year. That came out of roads. But in fact, it came out of roads.
It came out of roads because they were working on the roads with it.
Just a dollar amount.
They just decided at that point.
Just for your notes, that number and that number.
Apparently, already.
They're talking about it.
The number 55?
You know, we've kind of, because the price of fuel has gone up so much, we've kind of held back on driving, held back on fueling things up just because of the cost of fuel, and we've kind of, how would you say it, just kind of adjusted. Instead of getting the same amount of fuel, we just adjusted how much fuel we use.
Okay. So on the fuel category, like we're talking there, right as we have budgeted, as these categories are split between 54, 55, and 56, we're at $14,100. I estimate this year our ending will be about $14,300. Last year the ending was $11,900. The year before that it was $12,900. And the year before that was $9,000. I think we need to go back further because it's the gas has gone up. But about 12,000, well, like I said, 2012 was almost 13,000. 2013 was 12,000. And then this year is going to be about 14.5. And we have budgeted for 14,100, 14,100.
14.1 is what all those add up to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What are we paying AmeriGas for propane?
Mm-hmm. I just got to deal with them.
Yeah, they send me a bill, and then we talk about it and get it down to what the other gas is running in town.
So you're able to negotiate
every bill I negotiate with them, yeah. It takes about 2 months for it to finish.
Is it competitive?
Yes, they take it down to
what the other company
at the time that we're getting it. So.
What if we convert our ranch vehicles to propane, not the truckers, whatever? Would it be, more or less eliminate most of our gas expense? Would it be worth doing that?
I don't think so. I've done that before, and the price to convert over is tremendous, and you lose about 10 to 15% of the power, and at we're at 7,000 feet here. You lose 3% of your power on naturally aspirated engines. You're going to lose another 21% of your engine power. Just
and that affects me, how?
Because you're listening to me.
That's why. Up your hill.
No, I understand. I'm just trying to look at if we could pay less for propane per gallon, would it be worth?
I don't think so. I think your engine would wear out and you'd be trading it off before you got your money back.
I looked at changing over my diesel to propane and the elevation of the pump for the well, and it was not.
And the other problem is we converted over because the propane is so dry, don't get oil properly and the engines wear out quicker.
I got on my state vehicle 100 miles on 20 gallons of propane. I'd got 250 miles on gas. Same amount.
Yeah.
Power was not there.
When you lose power,
and at 7,000 feet, you lose 3% per thousand on top of that.
Do the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
All right, so under propane, too, you'll see that this year is 11,600. The reason why that one's so high, it will not end up being that next year. The fill up from last winter in 2014 ended up 2013 ended up being on our books for this year. So there's an extra propane refill in that number. So basically, we are budgeted for $8,500.
Okay. The negotiating process.
And this year, it looks like, well, yeah, okay, yeah. Three-year average was $7,900, so we should be good at it. Okay. Insurance. I'm sorry, what did you tell me the new amount?
$7,025.
So we're going to go up to $7,025?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me add that in here. For our general liability went up because we did increase the rate.
Yeah, we did $3 million.
Mm-hmm. And that's not written in stone until 2 months before we pay it. So
okay.
$7,025
is what she... Okay. Workman's comp, that's pretty well basic. Our auto insurance should stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then moving on to livestock. Now, this is a category I don't understand a lot at all, so whether these numbers are correct or not, I'm just going off of averages.
May I back up a minute to auto insurance? I'm guessing, and it's just to me, I'm guessing you're going to need a new vehicle next year, or maybe the same.
We've got about 15 minutes left. We've got
Livestock. those are just averages, so that's all I can tell you. Fencing materials, depends on Leland on how, what the fence situation is, what needs to be done this year for holding the cattle in. Fisher price needs to be constant. Grazing fee permit, that's constant. Petting zoo, that's constant.
What's the wound?
$47 to $500.
Yeah, because we didn't have any. What do we got now, Nancy?
We pet chickens? We used to have.
For the petting zoo, these are the secret cats that somebody brought in that aren't fixed, and they do their
thing. That was for mouse control.
So I get cat food. That's all I buy. I feed all my own animals. I pay $280 a month.
But I'm looking at $47 versus $500. That's why I
don't remember. $500 was when?
Only
and so
we get $50 a month for 50 because I would take the kids in and they learn how to do it.
Yeah.
2011 it was $500. 2012 was $80. 2013 it was $300. This year $47.15. So that's the place we have wiggle room.
Okay, so let me ask the question. What do we have in our petting zoo, and what's the real story on the cats thing, or how many cats do we have?
There's a bunch of cats in the barn. I mean, there were cats when we got here.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna let them starve. Everyone came back. Our cats that we had here before, and the cats that we personally own that helped out and everything, are all spayed and neutered and all that. The people who were here in our intro brought in cats. Didn't stay in New York, meaning them. There's kittens everywhere, and I'm not going to sell them to that.
How many would you estimate of all these cats? 10?
I buy a 40-pound bag every couple months of, and sometimes it's once a month. It depends on, it's like they come and go almost. I don't know. They eat more some months than maybe other months.
Something we've done in the past was allow people to come in.
And then we have our animals that we feed, but I take the kids in to, like during the season, I take them in and they learn how to milk the goats and they pet the goats and they feed the chickens and they feed, you know, they do all that. And it used to be that the board thought that it was a good idea to help reimburse our expenses because we were using them to help, you know, for members. And so I get $50 a month for food. And then they dropped it down to $25 a month. And it was, I don't care. I'm going to feed my animals whether you give it to me. I can't afford, I pay $280 a month to feed my animal. I can't afford another $25 a month to feed.
Mm-hmm. So this $500 is coming from... Mostly cats, and money that we're putting in to help feed your other animals.
I don't buy.
We used to have a pony. We used to have.
We had rabbits.
Rabbits. I mean, kind of a thing.
We had to
come in and look at our animals.
And we haven't built it yet, so we had to get rid of everything from
the last. We didn't ask for that. That was kind of like.
That was given to us.
With that board.
Yeah, it was that board that thought that that was the right
thing. I think a decision needs to be made, well, not Leland, but in the time, it was kind of the work day.
We have peacocks.
And
we had pigs and rabbits and
cats.
We had a lot of different animals.
I mean, pigs actually, at the annual meeting, you could auction off a pig. If you,
right.
You know,
that's what we should do.
If we had pig pens and you fed them and stuff like that. And we used to have a small herd of cattle, and we would auction off the beef, and we actually would raise $46,000 a year off of those cows. So I think that's a whole other discussion. We won't stay right there, but one to put in the back of our minds about this... I can see where we're spending money to feed things, but maybe make their ranch headquarters more interesting, and that we have to weigh the what kind of work is this on you guys versus and, you know, what we can do to recoup funds and all that. So
I don't want, I would, if I
didn't live here,
yeah.
I would still have what I have.
That's fine.
I mean, I'm just saying it's not for the, we use it for the benefit of the ranch, but it's not something that I wouldn't have if it wasn't.
My personal opinion is the ranch ought to have. Thanks for the experience of the people that come. So I'll hit Leland up with talking about that whole thing. So,
okay, roads. Grading about $1,500 this year. We spent about $14.
Is that to Larry Clarkson?
Mostly that's
that's that one.
There will be one more.
Well, then again, we got contracted services, and sometimes he's paid under that, too.
Oh, yeah, right. No, business. Yeah.
And that's basically the road budget, the $10,000 for all the roads. It includes everything but culverts, and maybe miscellaneous grading might be a little something. Why we have two categories.
Where does the coal road come into all of this stuff that we talked about? The coal road. Is that into this budget in here? You budgeted at August meeting $1,000 to have Lamb come up.
It should be budgeted in, but nothing's been done on it yet.
Okay.
I get confused between the coal road and the old burn road. Is that the same thing or no?
They connect, but it's called the burn road by my place, and when you make a right and go towards Podunk, they call it the coal road.
Okay.
And it's called Johnny Brown when you enter it here. Halfway over the hill, it turns into the coal road.
Johnny Brown's the same.
Some money in this last year's budget that we're using on the Lamb thing?
They had already passed and approved that $1,000 for to go ahead to have some.
So that's not part of this.
And he had a little bit contracted to do it, right?
Yeah.
Let's see where we're at. Lamb?
Clark Lamb.
And is there money sitting in that in this 2014 budget to accomplish that? As it has been voted.
It was approved at one of the meetings.
I think two meetings back. At August meeting.
We were supposed to correlate with getting a dozer in there with doing something else, but it hasn't been done yet. But it's been voted in, yes, approved.
So it's kind of falling back to you here now, Robert, to make sure that gets that done for the year.
Well, that was the question. We haven't paid that out yet.
No,
we're not done.
No,
it hasn't been paid.
It needs to be done.
Work hasn't been done.
Our contract is beyond.
Okay. I'll stand up for a while. So,
you know where the coal road is?
We have to show progress on the road by before the end of this year.
Okay.
I have a question on this topic. Yeah. If we can kind of just put in the back of our minds, I'm proposing that the ranch purchase a backhoe. But I'm kind of...
That's later.
It's kind of in the roads. You know, you look at contracted services, $10,000. A lot of that is, you know, paying somebody to go with a backhoe and clean out culverts. As paying somebody to put in and install a culvert or, you know, fix Half Moon Reservoir, these types of things.
And I know you had talked about leasing versus buying and other options, but so get with Robert.
Yes, we still have money in our budget to do that.
Okay,
thank you.
No, I told Larry.
All right.
No, sorry.
Go for it, Joe.
Okay. These were good till. With that last payment we just made, are we good for 4 years from now?
Yeah, every 4 years I was told they would be.
So that last year covered us.
All
right, so we don't have any in there.
I'm trying to think which BLM was.
I know. And then culverts, we've got about 4,000, which, yeah, we still have quite a bit left in that for this year, too, in the budget, 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, going on to vehicle expense. The Ford truck repair and maintenance, I'm figuring... This was just pie in the sky, $1,500. I don't think it's going to be any less than that. Because I just averaged that for most vehicles. The white flat, and Joe might have some input on this, and the white flat GMC, about $1,000.
I don't know what's supposed to be done to it. What's wrong with it?
I'm just talking about general maintenance.
Oh.
Just upkeep.
Tires.
That's what I figure on. Typically, a vehicle costs about $1,500 a year, old vehicle, to do upkeep. The Ford van, do we still use that Ford van, or is that dead?
No, it's a Dodge van, isn't it?
Dodge.
Or is it a Dodge?
Okay.
The white one? It's a Dodge.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a Ford. My bad.
It's been to the ranch, and you know, with the two vehicles I have, I really have a hard time putting money into another vehicle. I think it's a great thing to have, but put money into it, and so it's kind of just happening.
Okay. Doesn't need a starter right now.
Yeah. Still,
it doesn't run.
I personally have not used it.
It runs really good. Yeah. The starter got burnt out on it.
Good.
So
I don't know if we need to sell it, or.
He wants
it
back
if you're going to
sell it.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, my position.
He donated it,
right.
Not you want to sell it back.
But you know.
My position is, you know, we have that steak bed. Larry Sims donated that GMC flatbed, that big truck with the water gun on the back. And
everything like that.
You know, I might use it once a year, twice a year, but, you know, this van, I've been here 6 years and I've never used it once. And it's sitting there, kind of in the way. So I don't know.
I think you ought to just go ahead and see if somebody wants to take it. And use it. It's a great hauling around vehicle.
No, it is, but I mean, I don't use it.
Well, you know, the thing about the van is the purpose was that, well, for Nancy carrying lots of back and forth to cabins in the rain and the dirt and stuff.
You don't
want
to drive that in the rain.
That's what it was for.
Yeah, who wants to drive that in the rain?
Okay.
Drive the truck and
four-wheel
drive it,
right? Okay, you're right about that.
Think of the
town. Yeah. I mean, it's just putting money into something that...
Right,
we're not needing.
That could be some income.
Well, it's not a negative right now.
Lube oil changes on the equipment.
I had a question. You said you change all the oil?
I do.
And you change it how many thousands, how many miles you put on them?
I'm about 4,000 miles.
And you don't use synthetic oil?
No.
See, you can go to synthetic oil, and you can go to easily to 8,000 miles per oil change.
Yeah.
And it might be the same amount of money, but it would free you up doing it
actually,
only twice a year versus four times a year.
If you bought your oil when you went into something like that at Walmart, actually the synthetic Mobil 1 is selling for almost the same price.
Yeah.
As some of the
That's what I'm saying. And then you got twice the mileage out of it. So
yeah.
you free yourself up for a couple of hours. Anyway, okay.
Okay.
Kubota
repair. Now, did we get the clutch fixed on that? Or we did. Okay, so I can take that off. But we still need 200 tires eventually.
Yes.
Okay, so and they run about $600 each. All right. So repairs always cost a lot of money, so I left the $5,000 in there. The Rhino repair, we haven't had a lot with that lately.
I just got a mark here for me that you want to sell that?
I'd like to sell it and
so,
buy a four-wheeler. That Rhino has cost the ranch. The reason we got it was to save money on fuel.
Yeah.
But the expense to maintain that thing is ridiculous.
Do you really need one?
Yes.
For taking the trucks and et cetera.
You can't take the truck into the meadow and spray for weeds. Going checking fence lines and things. It's nice to have a smaller four-wheeler.
Just running and something up to the upper cabin and then back.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to do that, though.
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
The
Rhino gets 28 miles to the gallon,
well,
and the truck gets full.
Yeah,
but it's maintenance.
It's a huge maintenance issue.
And once I got it.
Well,
I mean, obviously not.
It was more than it should have been because of the exhaust was broken, and they didn't repair it. Went back like three times, but it's too late now. It's over with. Somebody broke hold off of the exhaust manifold. Yeah, just roll around and get it out.
Okay.
I could have done it without removing
it. Okay, we spent our hour, so we're going to.
Yeah, it's not that old
right there on the budget.
Stop at 88.
If we have energy after we cover the next items, we'll come back.
You've been 88ed.
Yeah.
I'll come Sammy talk anymore.
Okay, so we've got 5 minutes to give to Robert on roads and fire protection.
Well, I talked to one I guess we'll stay with here is that the Meadow Canyon MOU. Just seems like we're running into some issues making that a public use road, the Meadow Canyon, with our agreement. I don't know if I need to revisit it yet. I mean, we have 3 years. I'm glad we did that to revisit. I think it needs to be. I think the county is under an obligation to compensate the ranch for the wear and tear of private vehicles that aren't part of the ranch driving through. We've also run into other issues. We now have to provide a parking lot for trucks and trailers for people that come up, right? You had somebody park vehicles, and that's...
They went out the other way.
But, heck, the same thing could happen.
But we know the same people, though, they have done this yearly. This year they called and asked, but it's not...
Okay.
They call them ass and they're parked out of the way. That's my personal opinion.
Right.
Is,
well, yeah, that's how it stays, but this could.
They're
not
using the ranch road. They're
okay.
They're parking here.
Well, they're going up
the
Meadow Canyons.
And is it our responsibility to provide a staging area, or they can stage somewhere? Let the county put a staging area out somewhere, like, what's that one up the road now, the new one? Where they can park their trucks and trailers and then come in. How far away is that from us?
Over on that.
It's on the blacktop. There's 20 miles.
No. No, it's like, what's that next one? Timber? Where's the windmill, the next one outside the ranch? What's that called? Timber Mountain? Timber?
Oh, you know, Timber Mountain's way out.
Going to pop out of the road.
Oh, maybe knee high or... There's a brand new staging area for ATVs and stuff.
Well, what is both sides? Lately, what we've been doing, we've encouraged people to do, is just park down there in the gravel pit, not in the pit itself, but out further out. And it's a problem. Because have we had a problem so far?
This one here, come to find out, they had called Nancy.
Oh, we're parked over here the other day?
But, it, you know, I look out there, and there's cars parked out in the well field that... Ben Larson had given permission to park out there.
As long as they called it,
which they did. I didn't know they called. But it's happened before where all of a sudden a truck shows up and there's an ATV out somewhere on the ranch. The email that I sent, I just need to know.
Right.
I just need to know.
Well, and my point is whether the county needs to set up an area or not, I see it as another issue that the ranch has to deal with because they've made it a public road. They're adding on things. Now we're getting, okay, and then the next thing is, what if three people, what if I tell somebody you can park there, what if Phil, what if Joe does, and then we have 15 people show up and they all can't park there. Now, yeah, it hasn't been an issue, but what, you know, when that, if we're getting more and more traffic, I don't mind the existing people that have done it and it worked fine, but if we get an increased flow because of this being open to the public, it's something that the county has to look at that's affecting the association. And it's another point that they can't say there's no detrimental effect to your road because we've made it public. No, there is. They need the compensation.
My question is, they didn't make it public.
But
all we did is grant access for equipment through the property. But everybody's saying that now it's a public road.
No, allow public access.
Right. We cannot deny access or they will shut down the
So park. I don't see how we need the parking or staging area because they're not supposed to be here and going around on our place, right?
Right.
And those new signs are supposed to
stand. And if they park here, they might use private facilities and it might be potential rental on the pre-camp.
What I recommend people do is park right here in this open field. I know they're there. I know, you know, if they show up at night, I go looking for them.
Still, we can approach the county about getting them having a proper outdoor vehicles. We can definitely look at that.
But do we do... okay, so...
Yeah.
Well, then what I want to ask Bob, I'm not sure how to ask it. If you say we store vehicles for these people that are coming through, then... Oh, we can store vehicles? Oh, wherever you want. Okay, you want.
No, I'm not on DSR.
Yeah. So
there's, you find that a little bit, because when people come visit me, they aren't going to drive their land vehicle up to my place, because we don't maintain roads up there for regular vehicles. Okay, and I don't think the ranch is really prepared to do that. I don't expect them to. But I do expect them to have a place here for my people to come and visit me
and
park in that car.
Yeah, that's different.
You'll still have that.
So,
that's different.
So that's
Joe Blow Public.
Right. So we need to decide if somebody calls, like they called Nancy, or Joe, Ben, or anybody says, well, one, we need to know that, well, are you just, you know, if you're coming here to just park and ride your four-wheeler all over our ranch, you can only stay on the road. You can't go off. You know, you can go out. But, or we need to tell Nancy here, if we agree, that is the place where they park.
I think for right now, if Paul is good with that, we can stay with that initial, with what you just said.
Yeah.
I still like to keep the county. Again, this is what I'm building up to, is that for whatever reason, opening this road, Meadow Canyon,
if
is
they
bringing
park,
more
yeah.
issues to the ranch than,
yeah.
say, just gravel being off or,
Will we still be able to walk the road one day?
2 weeks a year.
To maintain private?
2 weeks a year. 2 weeks a year. 2 weeks a year.
2 weeks a year.
During the deer.
Well, that, we also need to consider when they do call Paul park here, we need to ask them, are you bringing a rig or a truck with a trailer? Because some people have toy haulers, and then we're going to have toy haulers parked down there and people camping overnight or a week with toy haulers. So that needs to be asked, too.
But if they camp, then there's a charge.
Correct. Correct.
But, yeah, notify people and let them know. Yeah, rules and regulations type of thing even listed on there, too.
You'd kind of have to ask them that when they call, too, mm-hmm. and say, what are you bringing, what kind of, and how long are you supposed to, how long are you staying?
Are we, I'm going to move on, are we having an issue with people driving up the road and then taking private drives and driving around?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
There's a handful. I can't say there's a ton.
Right.
But since this has opened up, you know, the sign, I've stopped people saying, oh, it's a public road. A good friend of mine works for the county. He's like, hey, when can I come up there and shoot some turkey? And I'm like, you're not going to come up here and shoot turkey. Oh, it's a public road.
Yeah.
The sign does say
the sign does say that, but it's not.
Problem.
We're going to get them switched.
So there's been a handful. I can't
right.
say there's a whole bunch.
Right.
I know Brent stopped a few, but it hasn't really been an issue.
Any of those stickers will help you identify.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
There are certain people on the ranch that kind of share it from police.
Well, and then fishing, right?
Fishing. Oh, yeah.
People stop and fish.
So
those fish are expensive. There's
so
these lots of fish.
I know.
These new signs that are coming up. Joe, do you have a copy of those signs? I see it on you.
Do I have a one?
A copy of the signs?
The green.
You gave that sheet, too.
I think I gave it to...
Well, these new signs are going to keep people from taking side roads and going off different...
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll educate them.
Okay. So I have one, and I know that King County, somebody said that you can report somebody a license plate. That's not what we're here to do. We don't police people. When I get caught into that, I don't want the public having any animosity against people who live here. We are not here to police. If you walk by and say, hey, you're not supposed to be here, and they stay there, and then the sheriff shows up at their house the next day, they're going to know who reported them. And that's not what we're here. And then if we're not here, they can do what they want. And so, again, I see this as another impact to the ranch from having that road. Now, are we supposed to gate every private road now, and we have to open and close gates? That's, again, an expense. I don't know what
the only road that they can travel on is the main road.
Okay. Well, they're, you know. So, again, these are just points that there's no compensation. They may help grade our road. Yeah, I may pay you $1,000. That may in that MU is worthless. Anything that says may means they don't have to do it. So, again, I'm just bringing up points, and I'm just add a little case if we need to go back to them and revisit this. And some of the other members have voiced concern, too. So I'm still looking into it. I'm not doing nothing now, but I'm just building up and seeing if maybe at some point we can go back to them and see if they'll reconsider.
But I think the whole thing was they wanted access to the
scenic route to repair that. To date, there has been, and that's where I wanted to have added to the minutes. To date, they have not put a blade down. They have not corrected.
But you know why? Because we entered into this MOU. The county was working with an MOU with the Forest Service. Okay, so they could maintain Forest Service roads within Kane County because they're not getting maintained. They came to us. They were in the process of negotiating with the Forest Service. So they have an MOU in place so they could go when they got their MOU with the Forest.
Sure.
Unfortunately, the county is now in close to entering into litigation against the Forest rather than coming into an MOU. So we might have been, in our effort to help them, we might have actually jumped the gun because now they're fighting back and forth with the Forest because, and I don't know the whole story. I haven't been able to talk to the Forest Service guys. So my suggestion to everybody, what we need to do is
document.
Just document everything we're doing.
Yeah.
Notice the problems that we're having. And but the reason they haven't done anything in the Forest is because they haven't gotten a process yet.
And this was brought up in a meeting. They just needed the MOU from Deer Springs forward with.
Yeah, and that makes sense. That makes sense.
And so I'm cautioning everyone not to go overboard one way or the other. Let's just let this thing kind of slide. We're coming into winter. I think that, you know, of course, that severely limits travel anyway.
Hopefully.
And let's look at this thing next spring. Let's spend the winter working on it. And then next spring, if we start having problems, it matters not to me if we have it or we don't have it. Okay? I mean, I can adapt my life around that. But if we don't, you know, the Forest Service is the one who threatened us to lock that gate up there or put their own gate in front of that, our forest gate, and say, no more Deer Springs access, because you're not going to, if you don't allow the public up here, we're not going to let Deer Springs Ranch have this as their private
property. Now they can't say that.
Yeah. And so the whole issue was trying to, you know, to prevent the forest from locking us out of that section of the forest. So it's up to you. I mean, let's analyze this. Let's look at it. Let's wait. Let's see what happens.
While we're on this subject, because I told Larry Clarkson I would bring it up in the meeting, part of his concern with that road up into the forest is some of the drainage. The way the water's gone, it's going into one area and it's messing up the work that we've paid it to do as far as collecting water in Red Reservoir. Some of the drainage needs to be changed so it kind of fans out instead of all coming into one area.
So it would help if they get up there and actually fix some of that.
Yeah.
But they're in their own list.
Yeah.
It had nothing actually to do with
it. Yeah, and I just bring that up because I told Larry I would.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay. We are...
Am I over?
We're way over.
Okay.
One more. Was there any other important thing?
Well, I am going to look at the roads and culverts and stuff and probably number them and mark them. I'll work with Paul with that, Joe here too. That way, when we communicate, he can say, you know, culvert number 3 on Slide Canyon, and I'll know what he's talking about. We'll have maybe a more descriptive. I'm going to try and video it too, just to have it on file. The other thing that Leah brought up to me that I need to bring up is that the maintenance on the Poduck Road. And he talked to me about that and opening up, trying to get that, I guess it's the Cole Road, into the Johnny Brown area. And I do agree that I'd like those people to have some other type of access in and out in case something...
In case of fire, anyway.
We have to work on it, or we'll do
so. He talked about some head walls, too, and I'm up for that, too. So we don't get these washouts into around the pipes that then slowly work back into the road.
So we need to have either Lamb or somebody.
Well, this year,
wasn't Lee and Bob going to do the coal road together?
They were going to. The discussion.
Well, no, they were going to work on part of it. They can't. The our little dozer, the little dozer that we co-own, is not big enough to do the job over there. We need a piece of heavy equipment come in. Now, Alan could probably do it with his backup if we wanted to just hire someone to go over there and do it. I don't know anybody who's driven over there on the road, they'll know what the problem is. There's a problem. There's a point in which the road is washed away. And so what people have been doing on their ATVs is that they're going down and then they've gone off the road and made a little ATV, you know, bypass.
Sure.
That's really not, you're really not able to get a truck or anything else over. Because that's the Title V road that we have the Title V, pay the Title V fees on. We're essentially in violation because you need to maintain your Title V roads at least once a year to maintain your Title V.
Okay.
And so what we need to do is we need to fix that, at least that one section of road. And we talked about actually fixing another section and putting a culvert in because we had to reroute the road several years ago. But we need to fix that road so it is tracked, so you can take a truck over. So it's considered a road.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be a two-wheel drive low-clearance road. It can be a four-wheel drive high-clearance road, but we need to fix it.
So did we have a bid from Clarkland with that site? No.
No.
So no, he hasn't been contacted. Nothing has been done.
No. No.
And so we don't have, we can use Clarkland if you want, or we can use...
The reason we did Clarkland is Dale was saying maybe we could combine, you know, because it costs a lot of money to have a dozer. We can combine a trip for him and... He could do work for Dale. And
that's where Dale. Work. That's where Clark's name came up.
Well, Alan's out here. He has a backhoe, right?
He's not out here right now, but he can be. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I think we
need to
just Alan. Be the phone number for Alan.
Okay.
Have Alan come out and just look at it.
He gets more done.
He does. He's so fast.
He might charge a little more than Clark Lamb for the hourly rate. But he probably gets twice as much done.
Yeah, for sure.
Clark Lamb does.
For sure. If I want something done in a hurry, I always call Alan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for the input.
Are you looking then to have this accomplished before winter's then?
Well, yeah.
Has to be.
Okay.
So we need to move
it. It's already been approved, the $1,000.
Right.
So. Money's there, so.
Now, is this something that you want to handle with Alan, or do you want me to call Alan and see if he can do it, or?
I can get you Alan's phone number. Contact with him on different things too.
You want to contact directly, then through me and get a price, and then come back to me, and then. Yeah. I mean, he's $100 an hour.
Is he? Okay.
$110 an hour.
Right. Yeah, we'll work on it.
If you get an hour, hour and a half's workout.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Compared to anybody else,
is yeah,
efficient.
He put on gravel in my place. It does good work.
All right, let's move to
thanks.
Joe then. Joe, do you have a maintenance?
Did we cover what we wanted to do?
That was it. That was what we
okay.
I had a question before that. They were allocated $1,000 in fuel. Does anyone have how much is used and how much is left put on Gary to use?
He's got quite a bit left. He was saying that, and I said, I won't be able to use that much. So.
I'm betting they haven't taken 100 gallons. And there's.
And that wasn't designated fuel just for a road, but that was for equipment that they would run to fix anything they needed.
Right.
Okay.
Because
that was a question that was asked before.
Yeah.
But anything needed in the area, and they've been exclusively, I guess, looking at the Podunk.
That was for
repairs and so forth. That's how it sort of started.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, Joe.
Okay, I'll throw all the things out, and then we'll go over them a little bit at a time. I've driven around. Cabin 3 needs the stairwell fixed going down to the cabins. Cabin number 8 was supposed to be the next in line for a solar equipment, but I don't know if we have the money for that. I think we should put a water meter and a gas meter on cabin 7 and 8 so we can get an average of what people use, if that could be in the budget.
I do have a meter. Water, and it's in. Bear gas coming, put a meter on for gas.
And
a considerable amount of money means how much?
I think it was like $300. They have to come and do it, so it's like a $75 fee to have them come out and do it.
Well,
they have to hook it up. And
can they just do that when they come out to do our propane already? Or separate crew?
I could probably do that.
I wonder if it would save us a trip fee.
Probably be a separate crew.
That's right, it would be a separate
It's the same guy.
Is it? Well, then, you should be able to do it.
Okay, so we got to look into that. We got, I guess, what, 10 cabins totally. If we aren't filling them all year long, I was considering getting with Paul, and maybe there's one cabin we can close, and we can, for a period of time, shut the gas off, the water off, and prevent the dam going any further or use whatever else, to try to cut back on the budget. And then I'm serious, mouse-proofing at least cabin 7 and 8, much better than what it is now, but it all depends on the budget. My main concern, as we go back to the beginning, is the stairs on number 3. I went out there, and my wife and I walked down those steps, and yes, real quick.
Instead of 7 and 8 mouse-proofing, because I don't have an issue with mice in there, can we do like 2? 4? 4 doesn't have an issue either, but 2 has an issue.
4 doesn't have an issue?
2 and 10 have an issue.
2 and 10 do?
The reason 2 has is because there's a gap under that east door.
I went up there and saw too that the back, the whole back of it,
the underneath, the back is open, but the door itself on that side of the castle has a gap that big all the way across the bottom of the door.
Mm.
I saw it when I was looking in the other day.
But that can just be a, what do they call it?
A door strip. There you go.
Weather stripping of.
Also has a hole behind it, and then the bear tore up the upper of the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't cabin 4 the A-frame one?
Yeah.
That's been notorious for rodents running.
Oh, we used to sleep at night. They'd get here and run through the ceiling all the time.
Inside.
Through the wall.
You can hear them in the wall,
yeah.
But they're not inside the cabin.
Oh, well, you don't want that either.
Yeah.
Right. But the issues that we have inside the cabin are 10 and 2.
10 and 2. Okay. Well, I was mainly concerned about cabin 7 and 8 to make sure it's really good because that's leased all winter long. Therefore, it's kept there's heat in it. And rodents are going to want to go where there's heat, so
I've never had a mouse issue.
They don't have a problem at all in 7 and 8?
No, not 7 and 8. 6 is good, too.
6 is okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But my main concern is, like I said, that depends on the budget, is the stairs on 3. My wife and I walked on them. Half those 2x4s bow when you step on them, and we're going to have to make a serious effort on getting a couple of bids on getting new stairs for a walk down there in it. Someone's going to twist an ankle and get hurt.
If you pick up those boards, you'll see termites underneath there, and they're going to get into the cabin.
Paul made a suggestion to go down, come over, and go down. I think it's a great idea.
But only because I think you're going to continue to have a problem because of the runoff coming down the mountain.
Yeah, sure. And well, not only that,
if you rebuild them, you're still going to have continuous water coming down. So
not
if you move
that,
it where you park, and then you have a walkway kind of down to the cabin, you
there's
eliminate.
There's a walkway.
You know, kind of like two stairs here and a landing, two stairs here and a landing,
That to me is the best because that's a long, long, if it's a one big long stairwell and someone trips and falls, you'll get a ping pong ball till you hit the bottom and there's going to be a lot of damage to that ping pong ball. So I'm agreeing with you. Maybe go down 10 or 12 steps and then make a crossover and go down again. If someone does trip and fall, they won't fall more than 6 or 8 feet, hopefully. Maybe break a leg, not a neck. So.
And if we're going to do it, well, let's do it with some that Trex.
That would be good.
Have you seen the deck on cabin 2? That was 4 years ago.
It
looks brand new.
Well, I think what we need to do is to get 3 bids.
Get 2 or 3 bids.
Bring them to the board and look at the bids, what they're offering, after we tell them what we want, and then make a decision from there.
Okay. Now, we don't need to bring it forward. You work out the budget, and you just do this stuff. And you have 30 seconds left.
Say that again now.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Andy's saying we'll bring it to the board, these bids. No.
Oh.
I don't want to see these bids.
You know, you're...
You pick the best bid. You
okay.
Get it done.
Okay, I'll get a couple bids, and I'll talk to...
Is like this discussion we just had?
No.
It's not board discussion.
Right.
I may need some names from all on who to ask for bids. I mean, we can get Larry Clark's... Larry Meltzer, we can get Steve Alan Steed, and that should be plenty of bids there. If they all know the place, they all do good work. So.
Well, if Paul gets the bids, they give them to you. You can do
what
you want.
Yeah, so what we want to do is put out a bid, or do you want me to do it?
Well, you know, I've thought about you doing it. My wife and I talked about it, and that's going to be a pretty good sized job. That's going to consume a lot of your time, and it's kind of hard, you know, you to do anything else. All the brush hogging you do alone takes up a lot of your time. That's going to be a massive job.
And I think it'll take up too much of your time, and the ranch will suffer in other areas. I don't think we should.
And I think Phil's idea.
I'm not saying you can't do a good job, but I don't want to tie you up.
And it never happened.
Thanks.
But it needs to be.
Yeah. We'll do it.
So we'll get three bids. We'll get one from Larry Clarkson if he comes out, and Alan Steed, when he gets back. That's about all I got until we can find out what those cost, and that may consume my whole budget.
Okay, great.
Have to steal some from the road department.
Nothing on equipment.
I don't know what else you need. I know I got to weld that hedgehog up, or the brush hog, because it's got a lot of cracks. When it was up at my place when I did the air conditioning, I saw enough cracks that I...
Okay, let's move on to Bob Allen.
And I just have five seconds. So I looked into purchasing a backhoe, a used one.
Just
to be able to get it would be, you know, $50,000 to $60,000, and you're looking at $1,200 to $1,500 a month on a 4-year loan, like 3% interest. There's a thing, because I'm a certified water operator with the state, we could get a lease through John Deere for a brand new $7,000 a year. It's 300 hours. It's more than enough. And then they maintain it. So we have zero maintenance charges.
And it's still wrong about it. We just didn't get that far.
I know. Well, it's equipment. So
it's equipment.
As far as equipment, and I'll talk with you outside.
So, Robert Allen, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you have 5 minutes on your area. What did you want to tell us?
Okay, we've had 161 bookings for 2014 through October 10th of this year, and we will have more. Reservation fees, we've collected $4,955, which is 137% of what we predicted at $3,600. We've had one no-show, and Lee Burley's no idea, and we've had 15 to 20 drop-ins, and cabin rentals, we have $3,423.04, which is 171% of what we predicted at 2,000, which is a total of 8,378.04. And we've already got 24 cabin bookings for 2015.
How many?
24.
Bob, Robert, let's see here. We're calling you Bob. Bob, what would you attribute increase in cabin utilization to? Is it because they're in better shape?
These two.
The managers, the property.
I believe it would be because they're in better shape and worth getting out.
Okay. Very good. Thank you then, Bob.
Uh-huh.
Anything else you needed to tell us?
No.
Any questions from the board?
The radios and the license.
Yes. Okay. Can we be more specific for just a minute to Bob on those radios and license stuff? Do you want to tell him what you're talking about, Brent, on the radio license?
In relation to the...
Does he know about that? Keep maintaining that fee or...
That $400 fee?
Serving the... Oh, I don't know.
Who knows, who knows about that?
Can help me with that?
It's cheaper for us to keep that license than it is to ever try to retrieve it. If we ever need that license, we have it.
So, Bob, you need to talk to Vance about when that next thing is due and how much it is, and the name of it, and who we contact. Make sure we are au courant on those kind of details, okay?
Okay.
It's a DHS radio license. Tell them
I can help too.
And Linda says she can help you too.
Okay.
All right.
May I make a comment on that report that he did?
Yeah.
We took in from the cabins, this income from the cabins, this $8,000 is just about 40% of what we spend on the cabins each year. I thought you'd like to know that. So
40% of what we spend
in utilizing upkeep and maintenance and things on the cabins, this $8,000 has pretty much...
So they take us in the hole.
In a hole, but not like it was in the past. I think it's a good thing that we're there because the cabins are an asset on the ranch, and that's a whole other discussion. But just wanted to comment that we're covering 40% by the money that we're bringing in
besides
from
the
cabin rentals. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Over and above that.
Yeah, it's really 44%, something
so
like that.
So that really means that you're going.
Liability.
Yeah, we're cowering from the pay-for-play people.
The liability is reduced, is what we're saying.
That means there's 56% more that we're not getting yet.
Right.
Right, but when people originally bought it, it wasn't you have these cabins as long as they pay for themselves.
Yeah,
right.
Recovering
more than
4% of what the money is being spent on them.
There's a feeling that the cabins should be self-supporting, pay as you go.
And I think that's and I've heard that in the Brent, you know, pay for play. And we talked about that a long time ago, the button era
You don't want to get me started.
No, I don't.
Right. I just wanted to comment.
Because that's one of the reports or a committee that we need to have that looks into that and makes a definitive proposal or not if there's strong feeling to do that.
Well, and we're listed with the tourism board. Well, right?
We're starting to be on the county's website as far as cabin rental, vacation property. What is it, the by owner?
Vacation
by owner. This was, it was approved in a meeting, and I was told to do it.
Look.
I didn't want to.
Yeah, because.
And I honestly haven't pushed it for it.
So, we still have the issue if we approach that
right.
We are not covered.
It's a liability thing.
With
that's why
fire, do you have even the ceiling?
Yeah.
We are not covered that way. I thought that was all checked into, and because of what we were. It was, and I told them at that meeting it wasn't, but they approved it anyway.
Oh. Well,
yeah. So I think, is there a way to get us off that?
And ECR Chiefs, too.
Well, I mean, we do rent outsiders.
Taxes.
We do rent outsiders.
But we don't want to publicly put it in the literature.
That's
okay.
I don't know if he's up to date.
That's a board decision.
I understand the concept from what you just said.
So the amount that we spend on the cabins is about $19,000, and that's with maintenance, supply, protein, fish, and laundry. That's those totals. So we're covering about 44% of that.
So this whole other concept, Joe, you'll have to decide if it's a thing to pursue or not. So.
Yeah, they were talking about good revenue for the... You know, there's about 22 weeks, I think I figured, that they were being used 9 and 10, 7, 9 and 10. 22 weeks, calculate, you know, by $700 a week. That's some decent revenue for the ranch. Do we want to cross that line?
That line, we have to come up to compliance with that.
And
we
have to start paying
taxes.
We have to travel
accounts
on that. Yeah. They'll be with your inquiries. So that's
a whole other study. It's worth, I think, looking at, but that's a real complicated thing.
Yeah.
We're not going to solve it right now.
Good.
We couldn't. So, all right. Leland's not...
One more thing.
Yeah.
Can you let Robert know that yes, he is on HOA, that is on, he's listed here on HOA? If he was wondering about that. I'm sorry, I call him Robert.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
No, I've known him for...
Can you change your name?
I'm not on HOA. You wanted to know he's on the...
He's already on. He's still...
That's what I just told
him. Can we call you buddy?
Yeah. Robert, or Bob, are you there, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still here.
So, Bob, did you Did you have anything else you wanted to talk to us about the HOA business?
Well, I was wondering what I should let them know as far as how we feel about them collecting the assessment.
Let who know what?
How the rent feels with them collecting the assessments, or whether we want to continue to collect them.
That's a whole other discussion.
That's a different, different discussion.
Okay, that's a different item then that...
we need to go over that later.
And we'll have to... If you feel you need to bring that up, then you gather up the information for us. We won't hear that right now.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, Bob, do you still have that thing that you handed out to us, the handout, a couple meetings ago? You can just email that. Do you have it emailable?
I have to go looking for it, but I could find it and email it out.
Okay. And then we can all take a look at it and read it. We really need to make a decision on that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just read it to everybody. Fine.
If I can I respond for Leland Gentry on the wildlife and agriculture? Yeah. The ranch has had 95 cows in the area. There's been upwards of 30 cows on the BLM east by Lick Wash, and probably another 35 up west over where the old window was. Water source over there by the solar panel, and the water source over here by the reservoir that was filled with flood water.
Are these areas they're not supposed to be in?
No, it's part of our drainage. Okay. It's part of that 22,000
acres. That's the report of the fact that I need to turn in by November.
As far as numbers, Doug usually gives the numbers to her, and she reports to the BLM. We did some work on the corrals here at headquarters, so we actually did some branding and some work with cows here at the ranch, which we're going to do again next
week. When you say we, you mean?
And the hunts. And yeah. The hunts. Yeah. As far as the
corral should become somewhat workable.
Yeah.
Are the hunts, and the hunts are utilizing our corrals, are they pitching in to repair them? Or
they haven't. It's been kind of part of what the ranch has done.
Is that part of the lease that we're going to provide that for them?
I'd like to look at it, you know, because there's issues with fences and different things that, you know, the ranch is.
That was one of the things I was going to challenge Leland to look at that lease. What are we supposed to provide? What are they supposed to provide?
From what I understand, you know, they paid such a high premium every year that we were responsible to maintain the fences. No?
And they were supposed to maintain part of them. They're supposed to get so much money per year for fencing.
Right.
I have a contract right here, so if you want to know anything about it.
Well,
those are questions I had, too.
Right.
And that's something I want Leland to have on the next agenda item to report to us
the
relationship we have and if we're keeping up our end of the bargain and what they're supposed to do.
Oh, they're very happy. They're happy with what we're doing here.
They're so happy they bought a lot.
They're happy with the feed. We had kind of a low year as far as moisture through the winter, but the feed that they took them off of last year got them through, and then we had some good rains here recently, so they'll leave with a lot of good feed left over.
When do they pull their cattle out?
There's not a set date. They're supposed to be off the BLM November 15th. And so they usually bring them down here, and then we sort them out and then take them down to the Perea on their winter range.
The other thing I want Leland to talk to us about is, I think it would be his area, is hunts are proposing to do horse rides.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to look at... Okay, if he is he licensed wrangler? Can he go on Forest Service or not? Does he have insurance? What liability insurance?
Yeah.
Is this a partnership? Do we charge him to a certain amount of what he charges members? Should we say you can't charge members $100 an hour for horses? You can only charge this much because we're letting you use our area do stage for horse rides, and we don't want our members overcharged, blah, blah. I mean, I have the feeling they're fair and nice people, anyway,
yeah.
But a period of questions.
Yeah.
He wants to do that.
And should we get a percentage of it?
And I think he's, in a sense, renting us, and we're, you know, yeah, so I think there's got to be some financial give and take.
There's going to be storage, there's going to be water, there's going to be housing, staging.
And so I think we need to protect our members on they're not taken advantage of, that they're covered liability-wise, and how available and continuous. I mean, if, it's like a store. If you rent a spot in the mall, you have to have it open so many hours. You know, we can't say that members are going to be able to get horse rides and then they come up here and guard any.
Well, they should do it, I think, probably like they did in the past, where Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays,
yeah.
or whatever.
And the rules and regs that I've printed out, there's all this stuff about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, just for the record, and for Leland, if he gets a copy of this or listens to it, that's, we need to be up to speed on issue. Whether he will be able to be all up to speed, I doubt it, for us next month. But he can at least give us a quick report on where he's at.
I think we have a year or so before they're even thinking
Okay.
So you could contact Leland and give him the contact number for the hunts or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll email him the hunt lease, too.
Yeah, he needs that.
Can you email it to us?
And
anything else, Wyla?
Well, okay. Number 11. Can I respond on that?
I'll just you go ahead. From what I understand, they and here's what I did. I did not send him a certified letter giving him so many days. I sent him kind of a nicer. Had Linda write up. What are you going to do? Blah. And now I understand from Art that they've made great headway.
They're down to like one trip. All but one
So as far as the eyesore, is there a trailer that's an eyesore? No matter if it's empty or not. I mean, what's
there's one up in the trees that it's not as intrusive as those four that are sitting out there.
And those four are going to be gone then?
They're all gone except for one.
So that's not going to be a problem then.
No, I mean, it's 14 years later. I think it's solved. Good work.
Yes. Excellent.
Okay. So here's the question. For the board now, it's 12:05. We've been at it for about 2 hours.
105. You're reading.
105. Microphone.
Reading page.
Oh, 3 hours.
The page tower.
So, so we've actually not done super, but so as far as the budget goes, look at, maybe not talk of each item, but look at that budget just for a second and identify any responsibility that people will have on the items.
Well, I was going to give you a grade C for 3 hours, but if you're going to stretch it, you're going to go to a grade D for the day.
That was trying. Okay.
Find 88 where we were at.
Jody, so we were number 88. Let's just finish the page in a normal way, and then let's look. There seem to be a little more sketchy.
Okay, so what are you going to do? I'm sorry.
88.
Okay. So 88, the tractor, $2,000. Vehicle registration, that's for the truck, that's $200.
Just one vehicle then?
No, that's all of them. The trucks and trailers. Yeah. And then the auto expenses, other, just for miscellaneous supplies, $800. And then we go into a discussion on the vehicle expenses. That's kind of like where it's been. Water resources, kind of use the same thing we had before. The dues we pay every year, the water training expenses for Paul to go get whatever that class is to train him in the water.
Is that yearly?
Yearly. System maintenance and repairs. We don't have any storage tanks I know of. I don't know any other water issues this year.
That's just what, fixing pumps and such?
No, these tanks are that's the reservoirs. When they have, that's what kind of tanks these are. Like half moon.
Oh, shit, for repair on those. Okay.
That's what
I'm thinking. That was water catchments and diversions.
Yeah. Okay.
And the other thing too, the water resources other. I left that blank on number line 103. The other is when we test the water, we test it quarterly. It costs us $200 if we drive the test to Cedar City, or $500 if we overnight them from Kanab. So we just need to be aware of that. So there will be some charges in there. And typically, right now, we've been. Well, have you been overnighting them, or when? I know Brent's got them. You've been driving them?
You know, what I do is, you know, we had a test in October. I kind of, this one actually came up on me pretty quick, but I'll just consolidate a trip, and I'll, you know, go to Home Depot and get some building supplies.
You can coordinate with me, too, if you want, if you like we've done in the past. I can drop it off on the way home.
Yeah.
And I have a daughter and a senior.
So we need to plan $800 for that, which is not in there.
And it needs to be submitted within 24 hours or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hasn't Bob Allen taken it at times, too?
He has. If Ken goes right by there.
Yeah. MTEC 4.
I can go by there.
It would mail it
over. Yeah.
It's for me, but it's not that much.
It's expensive task.
It's worth going just to look at the college girls.
Oh, that's why Ken went.
Excuse me.
No. All right. Under special projects now, these are the things that have been brought up, talked about. Don't know if there's any money for them, but here they are because I wanted to put them on there. We've been talking a couple of years about another, line 109, another 40-foot container. The idea on that one was to put a 40-foot container next to the other container out here and then put a metal roof over it, and then that middle part between the two containers can be used as a workspace for Paul to keep him out of the rain when it rains and such like that.
Well, I see that. We were given 30-foot trusses.
Thank you. I forgot about that.
And they're sitting out there under a tarp, just kind of like rotting.
Are they going to be used for the pavilion?
No. That's some of the metal stuff that's out there that Dave turned
into. No, these are trusses that we got from Mike Duvall. They're sitting out there, and they're going to fall into pieces. They're going to be firewood.
Right.
It looks too much longer.
But using the trusses and making a lean-to, do you need to also have a container for that? Can't you just make an area there without another $3,000 for the container?
Two containers with a thing. Yeah. And
the work area.
Right. No, you don't need to have another container. You could put some poles up. But having storage.
Having another storage unit.
Having another storage unit.
Is this one full now?
It's got some stuff in it.
You've got
you put the laundry in.
You're going to spend almost that much money breaking over for the walls in terms of your posts and so forth. They aren't cheap.
As long
you've got to brace them too, so that would.
Well, if it came down to a decision between doing this and remodeling the store, I'd say remodel the store. That's just my
opinion. Hell, I didn't break that one on there.
A rental list for Joe.
I think these items are wish list items.
These are, yeah, special projects are under the category wish. Okay. And this price for the containers is new. I just called last week to verify. $3,000 for the container. It's a 40-footer. If he delivers it to Kanab, it's another $350. If he delivers it to DSR, it's another $150 per hour on top of the $350 to Kanab.
And so did you go through?
That was through Custom Container out of St. George.
Wow.
And that amount is in the budget for projected.
That's the same price I got 3 years ago when I ordered mine, so he hasn't gone up. Then we have...
wait a minute. But you counted this in the budget.
I put it in there. Just to put a price in.
And I would say, $3,000 for special projects, whatever one it is.
Should I take it out? I could take it out.
Drop it to $2,000.
I put it in there because I knew how much the cost was already, so that's just why it's there. Should I remove that right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
On
paper, we know what it is.
On line 112, it says Rock Screen. I talked to the guy who owns the Rock Screen. He's a lot owner here. Sandy Johnson, he's the guy that's donating, well, it's actually not Sandy Johnson donating the porta he had said originally he would take $1,000 and then 2 years of assessments waived. He had since said he doesn't want any money, waived 4 years of assessments. So it'd actually be no cash out of pocket for the ranch.
Just cash out of the budget.
Just cash out of the budget. Now, my thing with the rock strain, and it's been tossed around, you know, we can work with it, and we can add a strain to it to make finer rocks. There's been some question about it, but my plan is to get a backhoe and to get a dump truck and to have a screen, and I personally, a load here and a load there in the next 10 years can put gravel on almost all the roads on Deer Springs. That's my thought.
Okay. Well,
and it's a good thought, but Santa Claus doesn't come up here. We have to buy all that stuff from.
And I see my name on this 1 of 10.
Yeah, this is item 1 of 10. As you know, per past history, I still think it's very important that some kind of agreement with Bill Hall to reimburse him for the road work that he did, because in my whole agenda here in the last 4 years is to be fair and equitable to all members that when we can, and if we reimburse another member $10,000 for a road, then we need to, for road work, we need to reimburse Bill also. I don't know how.
109 down the line, 110.
Right.
Except for I took the 3,000 out of line 9, 109, it made us in the black.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I still want that on there until we figure out what to do for Bill.
Okay, so I think that's in Joe's area, and when it comes up, you know, I'll have to abstain from voting on anything, but...
Mm-hmm. But we could use it like...
Joe has a...
On the road thing, you mean?
Yeah, do you have any of the old mail or costs or the bill that I sent to the board at one time, or...
I do. I have that original letter.
I've given it all to...
Okay.
I do. Are you...
So I mean, nothing's changed. So you need to sometime or other decide that you're going to bring it up. So
we have to put it on the agenda.
Right.
So you and I can email you that paper.
Yeah, we need to get it on the agenda and get into it.
Figure that one out.
Okay. Let's.
Okay, so we got dump truck screen, and we already did all that. Then the taxes, we ain't changing that, so just moving on.
Pretty much the same.
Okay, now here's number 128 through 130. Talking to Vance last week, and these are costs that are big ticket items that we know we're going to come into down the road. So he suggested that we put a little savings account in for these items, like the ranch household, $800, put it in for every year for 7 years. If they last us 10, great, we'll have more money, but we should do a reserve account in our capital reserve, whatever, for $800 a year to cover that. So when it happens, we're not scrambling to find where the money's going to come from. Same thing with the HQ water pump. We just replaced it this year, so we have about 7 years to go, maybe more. But he was suggesting put $1,000 in every year for that. And then for the generator. The generator, and ask Brent about this one, the generator down here at the well field, to replace it's going to cost between $9,000 and $12,000. So we should sock away $1,000 a year for that as well. So I did put them in.
I had a question on that. You know, that generator probably lasts longer than that. What we might be able to do is just buy a rebuilt engine and put a new engine in front of it, and that generator will just keep on ginning.
We can do probably a bunch of different things, but we ought to still budget.
Yeah, we should.
You know, the engine itself will cost us $5,000 or $6,000.
But normally generators themselves don't go bad. It's the engine that pushes it goes bad first, normally. But we should definitely budget it.
So that's why
for the worse.
That's why those figures are there. And
that's,
I think,
why those are there.
And you included that, right?
And then the $100 miss, because it always happens every year, so we might as well have a plan for it. Ooh. And right now, as we stand, we are in the black by $117. But that's not without the extra question. Yeah. How this is laid out. Whatever. What we changed today.
What was the discussion on the generator? Just so if we're going to put $1,000 away each year for the future,
and you're
to buy a new one. Okay.
I actually have a friend right now who's got a portable generator. It's 80,000 watt a trailer. It's big. It's huge. For $1,000.
80,000 would like support four houses. Is that big?
It's a big one. Was I talking to you about it?
The one out on the well.
For
$1,000? $1,000.
And how many kilowatts?
Eight.
Wow.
It's run a 4-cylinder diesel.
Yeah, engine. Just kind of wants to get rid of it. That's cool. That's wild.
Oh, it's on a trailer?
Yeah.
I want that much.
I want it. Remember, that Sorensen.
Yeah. Is it propane or gas?
Is it diesel?
Diesel.
Oh.
What's his name?
So probably
Matt.
Over three and more.
No, he said it's got low hours on it. It runs perfect.
I'll buy it.
Yeah, no too much.
I'll talk to
him. Give me the info.
I'll talk to him.
I think I brought it up to you.
You didn't bring it up to me, or I would have said, I'll buy it.
Is there your own electric company out there?
No. I'll buy it if it's what you're talking about.
$1,000, I'd buy it too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the ranch gets.
We really don't need one.
You're talking to Brent Weiser, then he'll have me do all the welding at his house.
Yeah.
Okay, let's recap and the budget thing. The things that are out still, we looked at the things we have to buy for cabins and or whatever, the whole stuff, items 23 through 26 and 29. I think in executive session we need to have it. We discuss 47 through 51. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, everybody is fairly okay with the figures that have been proposed on all the other items. Is that right?
Well, we've got on the fuel expense. I've got a bunch of notes that I don't know.
What number is that?
54 to 56. I think we're going to be okay on that, but I could be wrong. I think it's okay on that. I don't think we've decreased it at all.
I don't think it'll decrease.
I think what just needs to happen there is we just need to be more.
There was a discussion on what we charge. If you give somebody gas, because so let me ask this question: Can we move into an executive session without having posted that we were going to do that? I thought we were going to do that.
It's an emergency situation because of the budget.
God, you're pushy for your first day.
Yes, Madam Secretary.
You know, this is the first agenda that I've left that off because we did so much revamping of how it looks and works, and so I will not leave it off next time.
Okay. Well, we're going to go for it.
I'd just like to, on 44, you talked about building up cash for your radio license. But once every 5 years, $420, that's $84 a year. I think we should build up a fund to pay that.
Yeah.
And then the
That's right. It's too difficult to get back.
So let's just put 84 in the budget there.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, that's right.
Seven.
Hold up.
And then 77 is for PLM fees.
Yeah.
And that's good for 4 years. It's $800. It's about $200 a year. I suggest we add that to
$200 a year.
Okay.
Yep.
I like the way you guys think.
That's a great idea to do that, and that way we can keep within budget and we're budgeted for things that are...
I didn't hear your phone ring. Who gave you those good ideas?
Right. My wife.
Okay.
Telekinetic.
Okay.
Telepathic, I'm sorry.
What's the difference between
70
and 77? 70
and 77?
Grazing
fees. 70 is grazing fees.
Grazing fee expense and
right away.
Never mind.
Yeah, one's livestock, one's road.
Okay.
I'd propose a 2-3 minute short break.
Wait,
to adjourn this one
first. Okay, so that brings us to just in the red by $167, just so you know where we're at.
Okay.
And then I'll print this. Oh, or no. You guys, okay, we'll figure out the changes from each party, and then I'll do it and then email it back to everybody. Okay.
So we'll work on approving this next meeting, then?
Yes,
if we
can. I'll get on the agenda for that.
Okay,
do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Okay, I got two things to bring up real quick. Number one, don't ever lower over a circuit like that again in my presence. I can't take that.
What do you mean, the surf protectors? What are you talking about?
I don't care. I don't like seeing that.
I thought we did it right.
The second thing is, Phil, your ideas are good. All your things about how we're important. Let's flowchart that. We'll make it a whole lot easier. Explanation.
Yeah, my English isn't very good.
That's all. Thank you for coming, everybody that came.
Motion.
All right.
Motion to make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Bob, you second? Robert?
Yeah.